to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a ton of information that I am going to try and push across the radio into your ears. Last night, I had an opportunity to attend one of our case study events. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we have, well, normally that it's once a month based on location, but because we've been doing everything virtually, we've been able to incorporate all of our locations into the queue, so to speak. So we've literally been conducting our case study events every week. And last night was the first night that I've had in a couple of weeks to attend. Let me just be very clear. Last night was powerful, and it didn't matter whether you were a highly experienced real estate investor. It didn't matter if you were a brand new real estate investor. It didn't matter if you were somebody in between. The information that was put out last night was just tremendous. It was absolutely tremendous. So what I will attempt to do for you today is I will go through all of my notes. I've got pages and pages of notes that I took, because what I want you to understand is that no matter where you are in life right now, you can get started with real estate. And as a matter of fact, one of the individuals that I'm going to talk about today did five deals during the COVID-19 outbreak. That's right, five deals. And here, I'll sweeten it for you. All of his properties are the greater Houston market. Where does this guy live? He lives in Miami. So what that proves is that it doesn't matter where you live. If you follow our time-tested education, you can be successful wherever you are. I don't care where you choose to live, and I don't care where you choose to invest. You can make it happen. Isaac is proof positive of that. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of all this stuff, I want to tell you something that is kind of near and dear to my heart. Today is Purple Heart Day. So for those of you that don't know what the Purple Heart is, the Purple Heart is an award that is given to military service members that are either wounded or killed in action. And the statistics that I have estimates that there have been 1.8 million of these awards given out or earned. And I'll tell you what, as a military guy, that's not an award that I ever wanted to earn. And I was fortunate enough to never have the opportunity to earn that award. I want to be very clear. You have to understand that there have been men and women now and in the past who have done things to protect our way of life, to protect our freedoms, so that you and I can have the benefits of being able to invest into real estate and to make money and to get ourselves on a glide path to retiring ourselves in 5 years or less. Not that 30-year, 40-year, 50-year track that society has put you on. I'm talking about you can get it done in 5 years or less. So let's get into the numbers. Now, the first gentleman that presented last night, his name is Gavin. And he's got a beautiful wife named Lindsay, and they've got two wonderful kids. You know, I saw a picture of them at Disneyland, and I'll tell you what, they are just smiling. They are just, you know, they're just a typical American family that is working on a different path. And last night, I learned a lot about Gavin and his family. Essentially, Gavin is a gentleman who's currently working in business development. He still works full time. His wife is, well, she's got the toughest job in the world. She's a stay-at-home mom. And as part of that responsibility, she also manages the rental property portfolio that they've built. And what's really neat is they have put together four properties that they currently own, they currently operate, they self-manage these properties, and along the way, they have been increasing their cash flow, which is helping them get to that point of replacing their ordinary income and getting them to the point of retirement. Now, I'll be very clear with you. They're not there yet, but they have taken the first step. They have taken the second step. And last night, they talked about the fourth property that they put into their portfolio. When asked, why did they join Lifestyles Unlimited? This is what they said. They received a recommendation from a friend who is currently a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So they didn't hear us on the radio. They didn't find us on the internet. They listened to somebody who is an existing member who said, you need to go check this out. And one of the prime motivators for them to join was that they wanted an alternative to investing in the stock market. You see, what they were doing in the stock market wasn't getting them to where they wanted to go. And they always had a curiosity about investing in real estate. So they came to Lifestyles Unlimited. They received an excellent education. They got themselves a mentor. And I'll tell you what, they went to work. Now, the property they presented last night is on a street called Roaming Woods. We'll just call it the Roaming Woods property. And when you look at the property from the curb, the first thing that you notice is it looks like, you know, a typical little suburban community home. It looks kind of nice on the outside. I mean, I don't see any major defects or anything. It had a shed in the backyard, has a nice size yard. And you kind of wonder, okay, what was it about this particular property that caught Gavin's eye? Well, when you saw the interior pictures, that told the entire story. It is a difference between day and night when you look at the outside of this property versus the inside of this property. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into what the property actually looked like on the interior and what they did to improve the property and improve their financial position. We'll be back after this.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. If I sound like I'm pumped up today, it's because I am. Because I'll tell you what, I attended an event last night that Lifestyles Unlimited put on. It's our case study event. It's a members-only event, but it's the only event that we can invite non-members to. And we do that from time to time. But my point is really this. What got me pumped up was the information that was presented last night. It was a fantastic learning opportunity, and it didn't matter where you were along the investing continuum, whether you were, you know, just getting started or whether you have a massive portfolio of income producing properties. There was information for everybody along that continuum. When Gavin presented last night, what I learned was this. This is a young guy. And when I say young guy, I'm estimating he's in his early 30s. I don't know exactly how old he is. But, you know, he's a guy that's starting out. He's got a beautiful family, and he's trying to make a difference in his world. And he went after this property on Roaming Woods. Now, as I mentioned in the previous segment, the thing from the curb doesn't look that bad. But when you walk into the house, what you find is this. Every wall had been cut away at the 4 foot mark, meaning everything 4 feet and below had been ripped out. And for those of you that live in the greater Houston area, the first thing that comes to your mind is this. It was a flood house. And yes, it was a flood house. It was a property that was affected by Hurricane Harvey, and it was residing outside of the FEMA maps, but when they opened up the floodgates and the reservoirs and they decided to flood the rest of Houston, this is one of the properties that was affected by it. And Gavin found this particular property. He did some wonderful things with this property. You know, the first thing they did was they treated the entire property. They did all the things that needed to be done to eliminate any potential for mold or other problems with, you know, the fact the property had been flooded at one time. And they went to work. They turned a kitchen that, you know, from the upper 4 foot didn't look so bad into a kitchen that just
absolutely looks wonderful. They brought in all new countertops. I mean, they had to, because all the stuff 4 foot and below, it was gone. It wasn't even in the house. So they brought in all new cabinetry in the kitchen area. It looks like a brand new home, because it's essentially a brand new home. It pops. I mean, they put in granite countertops. They've got white cabinets, and they've got this kind of beautiful backsplash across the entire kitchen that really draws the white and the black together and makes it look wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. They went on to do some other improvements in the property. Basically, what they did is they turned this thing from just an eyesore that most people who would have looked at it would have probably ran away from, into a property that is an exquisite property for somebody looking for clean, functional workforce housing. And, you know, when you look at the bathrooms, everything in the bathrooms was completely replaced. I mean, you know, I saw the before pictures. Again, nothing below 4 feet. Everything was taken out, and it was completely renovated and replaced. Now, let's get into the numbers, because you have to understand the financials of this particular property. The property had an appraised value. In other words, once it was all fixed up, it had an appraised value of $154,000, meaning that properties in that particular neighborhood, when all fixed up, were worth $154,000. Now, he was able to pick up this property for $78,000. And because he knew how to utilize hard money, and he utilized it correctly, and he had conventional financing on the back end. So in other words, he used the hard money to acquire the property and do the majority of the repairs, and whatever was left over had to come out of his pocket. So the rehab on this property was about $36,000. It's kind of a medium lift. I mean, that's what we're seeing in the Houston area, is about $36,000 for a medium level rehab, more for a heavy rehab, less for a lighter rehab. It's just the way it works. And then all of their closing costs and holding costs were wrapped up together. So really what they needed was about $48,300 to do the rehab and pay the closing costs. Now, because Gavin learned how to properly acquire properties using hard money, when the dust all settled, once he put that property into a pristine state, because really that's what it's in right now. It's beautiful. That property cost him, out of pocket, now you sit down, because I'll tell you what, this is a home run hit, $1,100. That's right. When the dust all settled, because he leveraged other people's money, he leveraged other people's time, his contractors, his all the people that he put on his team, it was $1,100 out of pocket. His return on capital gains is just it's just an astronomical number. It's 2,526%. That's right. That's a huge return on capital gain. Now, he's able to rent the property for $1,585 per month. So once he takes out his expenses for his mortgage, you know, his principal, his interest, his taxes and insurance, he doesn't need to worry about any maintenance costs, because he fixed everything that could go wrong in the next 3 to 5 years. His cash flow on this property is $485 a month. That's right, almost $500 a month. So essentially, by acquiring this property and spending $1,100 on it, he was able to generate a cash flow potential of $5,800 per year. That's a 530% return on his money. I'll tell you, we don't find deals like this every day, but we do find deals like this. And for Gavin, this is definitely a home run for him. He definitely knocked this one out of the park. Now, I mentioned earlier, he didn't do this alone. He had plenty of people helping him. He had a home inspector that he relied upon heavily, and that home inspection company was Principal Inspections. His insurance broker, who made sure that he had the proper insurance products on this property, was CNC Insurance. General contractor was Corbett's Total Property. His lender was Capital Concepts. His mentor was Sorrell Warren. You've heard Sorrell on the show multiple times. And the key thing is this. These are all contacts that he made through Lifestyles Unlimited. These are all entities that are part of our vendor program, which when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you go through the educational program, you also get access to the deep bench of vendors that you need. And these aren't all the people that he leaned upon. You know, he said something last night that really caught my ears. Because he was asked this question, how much time did you spend doing this? Because the perception in people's mind is he must have been there day in and day out, you know, 10, 12 hours per day. He said, nope. As a matter of fact, he spent less time on his real estate than he used to spend poring over his 401k and trying to understand what his 401k was doing for him. You know what? That is pretty cool. He said it took him about 4 to 6 weeks to get the entire rehab done, and he spent 2 months in the hard money loan and then was able to convert it to his long-term takeout financing. And I'll tell you what, it is an excellent property for him and his family. We'll be back with more information after the break.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I don't even think I took a breath in the last segment. I was going so fast. So if I left you behind, I apologize. That's not my intent. I don't want to leave anybody behind. But there's so much great information that I'm trying to push out to you. And I think the most important thing is this. If some of the terms or the concepts that I'm throwing out, they're just, you know, they're not resonating with you, you don't understand them, don't worry about it. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will learn all of this stuff. You go through our 16-hour financial freedom seminar taught by highly experienced real estate investors who have been there, done that, got the t-shirts. And I'll tell you what, all of this becomes crystal clear for you. Because they break all this stuff down. They really do. They bring it down to a level that somebody like me can fully understand it. Now, before I move on to Isaac, let me just give you a couple more tidbits about Gavin. He has a short-term goal. He plans to buy 3 more single-family properties this year. That's right. We're already in August, so he's got 4 months to knock out 3 more. And you know what? Based on the plan he's got and the experience he has put under his belt, I see nothing but opportunity for him. He's going to get it done. His long-term goal is to build up that single-family portfolio to somewhere between 10 to 15 houses, and then he's going to consider transitioning into multifamily. This guy, sky's the limit, and if he keeps on this path, he will get himself retired in 5 years or less. No doubt about it. Now, you might be wondering, how long has he been a member? He's been a member for about 2 years, so he's doing great. Now, let me move on to Isaac and Carolina. Now, Isaac and Carolina, these are the folks that I mentioned in the first segment that live in Miami, but all of their investment properties are in the greater Houston area. That's the area that they chose to invest in, because what they found was, based on where they live, they couldn't get the same types of returns on investment property where they're at, so they went to a place where they can get the returns that they're looking for. Last night, they presented a property, which is the 8th property in a portfolio of 11 properties plus a fourplex. That's right. They've been doing great things. They have really done a great job. Now, let me just give you some background. Now, Isaac, he used to be a former business developer for a recruiting firm. That's what he did. I mean, people person. I mean, definitely a people person. You know, we did at Lifestyles Unlimited. We stole him. Yes, we did. He is now on our national mentor team. So he is part of our team that assists members in the challenge and the preferred program by providing dedicated mentoring services. Basically, he's on speed dial for you if you need assistance. Now, Carolina, she's an awesome rock star. She really is. She handles all of the layout designs and fixtures for the properties. I mean, she basically sits down and visualizes what the property has the potential to do, sketches it out so that their contractor knows everything that needs to be done. She oversees everything on the properties. She's a former operations manager. Notice I said former operations manager for a nursing department. That's right. She's retired herself through real estate. Through doing the things that they have been able to do, not only has she been able to leave a job and focus primarily on her family and her investments, Isaac was able to step away from a job, and now he's able to give back to like-minded people in our community. He is such a wonderful guy and such a great addition to our team. You know, we asked him, why did you join Lifestyles Unlimited? And he said this, they were looking for ways to make passive income because what they were doing wasn't working and they wanted to get their time back at a relatively young age. That's right. This is another group of younger people. I think Isaac is in the 30s. I don't know. Young guy, millennial kind of guy. And you know how he found out about Lifestyles Unlimited? through a friend at church who said, you know, I've been listening to this guy on the radio. Maybe you ought to check into it. So they did. And I'll tell you what, they took action. Now, the property that they presented last night is located on a street called South Shamrock. It's in the greater Houston area. And when you look at the property from the street, it looks pretty good. It doesn't look like there's really anything wrong. You can tell it's in a mature neighborhood because it has a really big tree in the front yard that provides a nice cascading canopy that provides shade to the front yard and shade to the property. Really, I mean, this property looks wonderful. Well, just because it looks wonderful doesn't necessarily mean it was. When you go inside the property, now this property was not flooded out, okay? This property is probably 35 to 40 years of age. And the interior, well, it shows it. Everything is the original stuff. It's all very dated. So what did they do? They said, you know what? Take it all out, even though it was functional. Take it all out because they had a different vision for the property. What they did is they modernized this property. When you see the difference between what the kitchen looked like and what it looks like now, it is absolutely day and night. I mean, when you see the current photos of the property, it is open and airy. I mean, they knocked out walls that didn't need to be there. They put in beautiful cabinets. They put in great matching appliances. They put in wonderful countertops. I mean, it really pops. It looks like the stuff you see on HGTV. That's exactly what it looks like. Now, trust me, they probably didn't pay what the people on HGTV pay. You know, they did the same thing throughout the entire house. They basically said, you know, that's dated. It looks old. It looks terrible. Let's take it out and let's replace it with new, fresh looking things. And that's exactly what they did. And the whole property is open. It's area. It's, I'll tell you what, it looks brand new because in essence, it is brand new on the interiors. And they didn't stop in the kitchen area. They went throughout the entire home. They did all the bathrooms. It pops. So let's get into the numbers because that's what you really want to know about. They were able to purchase this property for a little over $130,000. That's what it was worth on the marketplace. And what it was worth after they repaired it, $208,000. So their total equity just between what they purchased it for and what the appraisal amount was almost $78,000. Now, they used a portion of that equity because they used private money financing, which is like hard money. It's just like I said, don't get hung up on the terms. Just understand that there's a way to use other people's money to get this done. So it took them about $36,000 to do all the renovations on the property. And it took another close to $4,000 for the closing costs and the holding costs on this particular property. So really, they were looking at about $40,000 to do all of the repairs. Now, their net equity, after you take the equity, you know, before they did the repairs and the renovations, and you subtract those costs associated with doing those things, their net equity in the property is almost $38,000. You might be wondering, well, how much money did it take for them? How much money did they have to reach into their pocket and pull out in order to do this deal? Just shy of $5,000, actually $4,919. So the return on capital gain was 766%. That is an amazing number. The rent on the property, this particular property, based on where it's located, commands a rent of $1,750 a month. Their cash flow on the property, after they pay the principal, the interest, the taxes, and insurance, and again, they don't really have to worry about maintenance because anything that was potentially going to go wrong in this property, it's been completely taken care of. So the cash flow on this property is producing $600 a month. It's actually $602 if you want to get technical. So what they did was they gave themselves an annual raise of $7,224 by doing this deal. Their cash on cash return, which is essentially the amount of cash flow that they're receiving divided by the cash out of pocket, 146% return on their money. That's right, 146% return on their money. When we come back from the break, I've got a bunch of notes about what they did. I really want to share it all with you. So stick around because there is a lot to learn still to happen. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the success of Isaac and Carolina. I mean, they presented a property at our case study last night, which is their 8th property out of 11 properties. Doesn't include the fourplex that they have. It was phenomenal information. And the big takeaway was this. You can't do real estate by yourself. You really can't. If you're trying to do this by yourself, you are hamstringing yourself. You really need to learn how to develop a team around you. And I'll tell you what, they have a great team. They have built a wonderful team from the time they did their first real estate property up until, well, this property and the others that they've acquired since. They found quality teammates using our vendor program. Now, they relied heavily on a home inspector because remember, they're, I don't know how far Miami is from Houston, but it's a couple blocks. Let's just put it that way. So they used one of our vendors, Inspections by Pat LLC. They came out, they basically went through the entire property, you know, with a fine tooth comb and gave them a complete report on what was going on. They relied heavily on a plumbing firm, Loyalty Plumbing, a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor. And because this property had plumbing issues, and we'll talk about why they had plumbing issues, because we're going to talk about the fact that they used Boost Foundation Repair for their foundation. Yes, that was the scary thing that you could not see about this property. This property had foundation problems, but because they are trained real estate investors, because they knew how to tackle things like this and they knew how to put the right entity on their team, the foundation was not a problem. See, the reason they had to have the plumbing company and rely heavily on them is because when they put the foundation back to level, it created plumbing problems. It's just the way it is. And those of you that live in the Houston area, you know that the ground has a tendency to shift a little bit and there are foundation problems. But, you know, it scares a lot of people. It did not scare Isaac and Carolina. It did not scare them. Now, they use All-Star as their general contractor. Again, a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor. And they use appraisal data systems as their appraiser because they found that this is a very highly competent appraisal company that could get them the appraisals that they needed in order to do the business of turning this property around. So when asked, what's next? What is it you plan to do? So what they're working on in the short term is to save for the down payment of their first independent rental operator multifamily property. In other words, what they're looking to do is transition into multifamily. And the game plan is this: either build the money that they need based on what is coming off of their investments, or just start selling off some of the assets to raise the money because they captured a ton of equity. I mean, as Isaac put it last night, you know, he says, I've got about $40,000 of equity in across all the properties. So if you just multiply that by 10 properties and they own 11 plus a fourplex, you know, that could produce about $400,000 for me. That's the money that I would need to get started in the multifamily space. I mean, I'll tell you what, he's on fire. He is doing great. And the neat thing about them is this. They purchased 5 of the homes that they've renovated since the start of COVID-19. That's right. They have produced 5 properties that are now providing them cash flow and the other ways that we make money in real estate. And they did it while everybody was in a pandemic. See, business doesn't have to stop just because the country decides to stop. It's an amazing, amazing story. And these are the kinds of people that you get to meet and you get to interact with when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It's just that simple. Now, their long-term goal is to finish all of the multifamily education because that's what they're focused on next. And they want to buy that first multifamily property. There's some other tidbits of information that you need to hear because, well, I'm here to tell it to you. They were asked, do you guys use property management because you live so far away? And the answer was this. They actually started using property management because they really thought that they needed to have an entity in the local area in case, well, something went wrong or something needed to be dealt with. But what they found over time was that after their first year of doing property management, they didn't need it anymore because they had followed the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap. They had done everything, well, almost everything correctly, and I'll get to that in a minute. So what they found out was this. Self-managing the properties, even from a distance of Miami to Houston, was not difficult at all. You know, in this automated world that we're in, there are apps out there. There are services out there that you can utilize. One of them that we use is Cozy, and they happen to use that particular provider, and they're able to do all the things that they need to do to manage their properties through that application. Pretty amazing stuff. I mentioned that they did almost everything correct. They came forward and told us something that if I had said it, I might have felt embarrassed to say it in front of a national audience. But you know what? We in Lifestyles Unlimited, we believe in the concept of sharing all the information, the good, the bad, the ugly. That is how we learn from each other. And you know what they said? They said when they did their first property, what they found was they decided to kind of veer off the map that we laid out for them. They decided to try and do things their own way. And when they did things that way, they found that they had problems with that particular property. Now, they were able to correct those properties by basically getting back onto the roadmap that we teach. So that property has been corrected. But I will tell you this, every other property since that first one was following the Lifestyles Unlimited map to a T, doing things the Lifestyles Unlimited way. And it has changed their life. How, you might ask? Well, we asked them, what are you getting for cash flow on all these single family properties? Now, we didn't get into the fourplex. We didn't get into that one. We just said, you know, based on the properties that you're getting, what kind of cash flow are you receiving? And they said this, for each property, we are earning at least $500 per month in positive cash flow on those properties. And they said, and one of the properties is actually producing $700. So, you know, if you do the mental gymnastics of that and you just assume that it's $500 per property, and you just assume it's only 10 properties, that's $5,000 a month. $5,000 a month in income that came to this family just by doing the things that we talked about at Lifestyles Unlimited. The other thing that we asked them was this, how much money is coming out of your pocket on each of these properties? And you know what they said? The average cash out of pocket on all their properties, because they got focused and they're doing things the Lifestyles Unlimited way, has been about $5,000 per property. So you do the math. Let's just assume 10 properties. $50,000 in money has been injected into these properties. It has returned at least $5,000 a month in positive cash flow. They've done this in a matter of 20 months. Yeah. By doing the things that we taught them to do, by staying focused, by being engaged with the Lifestyles Unlimited community, by working with mentors, by building their team, by doing everything the Lifestyles Unlimited way, they were able to retire Carolina. That's right. They were able to do it. And they did it one house at a time. Absolutely one house at a time. So I actually had a question for them. I said, okay, guys, you obviously have some kind of formula that you're working with, some kind of formula that I haven't picked up on yet. What is it that you do when you're looking for a property? What is the framework that you work within? And here's what they said. When we analyze a property and we look at the potential for what a property can return, we have two factors that we want. The first one is the property needs to be able to cash flow at least $500 per month. Okay, so now we know why all of their properties are producing over $500 per month for them. The other factor was that each property had to return an equity of at least $25,000 after all the renovations have been done. So the rationale there is, you know, if you've got $25,000 worth of equity across 10 properties, you have $250,000 worth of equity in those properties. You could dispose of all of those properties and, you know, take a big chunk of money and go invest in multifamily if you want to. It's a cool thing. I've got a few seconds left, so let me bring up that fourplex that they've got. Because while they're doing all of this stuff, they also found a fourplex that they followed the same Lifestyles Unlimited map on and renovated that property and got it up and running. They are selling that property. They put it on the market this week, and they are expecting a very large windfall off of that property. Well, we didn't get into the numbers as to what those are, but when you couple the amount of money that's coming out of that particular property, it's going to open up all kinds of opportunities for them to continue to expand the single family portfolio, or you know what, just go ahead and jump into the multifamily space. Now, I'll tell you, I'm sorry I talked so fast today. Sorry I hit you with so much information, and I actually have one more case study I couldn't even get to today. So what I'll do for you on Monday is I will dedicate Monday to being the multifamily segment of the case study, because there's a ton of information there too. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.